On the same day that both the Tampa Tribune and the St. Petersburg Times reported on new revelations involving a Walker Middle School youth who said he was sexually assaulted by classmates at least 10 times, the Hillsborough County Commission today voted unanimously to support an anti-bullying advisory committee called Bully Busters. The proposal was brought forth by Commissioner Rose Ferlita, who said such antics are hardly exclusive to Hillsborough County.
While the bullying assault case at Walker Middle School earlier this year first brought this subject to the forefront of our collective consciences, I can tell you that I have personally received hundreds of emails and calls from parents, community groups, and more.
Several officials involved with the committee discussed what they intend to achieve with it in terms of combating school bullies. Commissioner Ferlita called bullying not a crime in and of itself, but called it behavior that could lead to criminal activity. Bill Hogan is with the county's Department of Children's Services. He said staff members in several departments, including his own, as well as in libraries and parks and recreation, will try to create a zero-tolerance culture regarding bullying.
We're going to provide a number of different collaborations. We have the Cooperative Extension folks who have a curriculum for this. Department of Children's Services pre-delinquency counselors will all be trained using the OVEAS model, which is a national model that Clemson University supports. We're going to do a lot of online training and partnering with the Tampa and Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department using their anti-gang website that's coming online in order not only to teach folks how to prevent bullying by establishing policies and practices in county facilities, but also working more appropriately with parents to teach their children appropriate conflict resolution skills.
Sherry Fish from the county attorney's office said the advisory council would consist of officials from across the local law enforcement and education community, including from the Hillsborough County School Board, USF, and the Department of Children and Families. Commissioner Mark Sharp asked Sherry Fish if students could be involved as well.
Getting young people to see that this is something actually kind of cool to do rather than something they wouldn't want. Are you involving the young people?
Commissioner, as part of the resolution, this committee can also involve any type of outside resources. They wouldn't have voting rights on the particular committee, but they would certainly have the opportunity to go out and seek input from students as well.
Commissioner Jim Norman applauded the proposal, but feared it could be so overwhelming in scope that it might undermine their goal.
My only recommendation in the whole thing would be try to not overextend yourself so much that you don't actually solve a problem here and a problem there. Or if you get so many, like from somebody yelling at somebody in a hallway to physically beating somebody up. I mean, those are great ranges in bullying. And it's just taking on, and like I said, a lot of people that are experts are on that committee. And I think you don't want to have such an enormous thing that it has no effect at all.